Well, when we made a call to fire chief, Aaron Bujold, about a week ago to set up an interview to talk about the rash of fires in Duluth, we, of course, had no way of knowing that there would be another fire yesterday and again with a fatality. Captain Bujold joins us this morning on the phone to talk to us a little bit. Captain, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's tempting to want to come up with some kind of a pat reason that there's been this rash of fires and that we have had a couple of fatalities, because we can come up with just one simple reason. In theory, we can do something to stop it. But I'm guessing it's not that simple.
No, it's really not. And, you know, if you look over the past 30 years, fire fatalities have statistically gone down. So this is what we'd call an anomaly, just the fact that there are this many. Recently, typically in the wintertime, you might see a few more fires just because people are using more mechanical heating devices. And, you know, there's a lot more opportunity for fires to start. But the fact that there have been several fatalities have been tragic, and it certainly bucks the trend.
Has there been anything that we can draw from one of these instances to another? Sometimes when there are house fires, you discover that folks, maybe have run out of options and they're using non-approved heating devices. Sometimes around the holidays, you know, a candle or something will
sure.
knock into something. Have you been able to draw any similarities from one of these instances to the other?
Well, it's hard to say, because a lot of these fires have occurred in rural areas where the Duluth Fire Department hasn't responded, and the one that currently happened in Duluth is still under investigation, so I can't disclose any information about that. But one thing that I will say is that this often serves as a reminder to folks that fires do happen, and the best thing that you can do is be prepared. Make sure that you have working smoke detectors and in your house, and you check the batteries biannually. We like to recommend during daylight savings that you check your batteries, and also to practice and have a fire escape plan. Those are the two best things that you can do to protect your family. And as tragic as these events are, usually they can serve as kind of a wake-up call that everyone else can take upon to practice these things and make sure that they protect their family.
You know, something we learned on this show maybe a month or so ago that I wasn't aware of is that you can check your smoke alarm and the buzzer will sound, but that doesn't mean, if the smoke alarm is over a certain age, that doesn't mean that the smoke alarm is actually going to detect fire. And they do need to be replaced. Even if they're still beeping when you push the button, they do need to be replaced every so often. Is that right?
Yep. So the national standard is about 10-year lifespan. So if your detectors are over 10 years, we'd recommend you getting new ones. It's a good thing that you should have a smoke detector in every bedroom, one at least on every floor, including the basement, and preferably one along your path of exit from your bedroom to your front door or wherever you're going to use for your escape plan.
One of the things that we've seen fire departments doing in recent years, and to some people it might seem a small thing, to other people it means everything, is that the fire department is also trying to make sure that people's companion animals get out also and are safe. Are there any tips? I'm trying to think about my house and trying to get everybody wrangled and get them out of the house. What does a fire department recommend in the instance of a fire when you're trying to get everybody out? Is there any way of making sure that you can get the animals out with you?
Well, you know, that's hard to say. We want to make sure that, first and foremost, you and your family get out. So as part of your fire escape plan, make sure you have a meeting place where you're all supposed to meet. So that way, when we arrive, you can tell us if anyone's missing. That way we know exactly what areas to search, where they should be located. So as part of your plan, note where your companion animal normally sleeps or where they spend their time, where they're likely to hide in the event of an emergency. And also, they make little decals that you can put on your windows that note what kind of animal you have. That way, if you don't happen to be home, if we arrive, we know that there's likely to be an animal inside.
Captain, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us about this morning. And let us certainly hope that we've had enough house fires. There have been way too many. Let's hope that you have a quiet day today and don't have to do anything more stressful than maintenance on the fire truck today.
All right. Thank you very much.
Captain Aaron Bujold of the Duluth Fire Department, our guest this morning here on 103.3 KUMD.